This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And good morning, Paul Esposito with you live in the studio on this Friday morning here. You are listening to 91.5. Actually, you've tuned into WGOD Radio. You have tuned into God's frequency to where He's always broadcasting. And I know why, because you want to hear a word today. You want to hear a word from God, and I promise you won't be disappointed because I know the secret and I share it with you. God is always broadcasting. If I owned a radio station, that would be the call letters, but I'll see only one station is allowed to own them, and it's a station in the Virgin Islands, believe it or not, owns WGOD, and I love that idea because it's absolute truth. God's always broadcasting, and if you tune into His frequency, you'll hear a word from God, and that's what we're going to do here today. Here, coming up in a minute, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We're in the book of Revelation. We're back in Revelation after looking at the Holy Communion the right way last week. This week, we are in chapter 17 and 18. And again, we're looking at, we were in Revelation last week. We looked at the grapes of wrath. That was my sermon. It just wrapped up here on the radio yesterday. And we're continuing through the bowl judgments this week, the rest of chapter 16, 17, and 18. When it comes to judgment, we're going to get the point here, reading through chapters 16, wrapping up the bowl judgments, chapter 17 and 18, we see the destruction of Babylon. That's where we're at. The following week, we're finally going to be up to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, riding a white horse. And those that belong to Him will be riding with Him. But that's the following week. But I invite you out this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I invite you to come out this week. If you go to another church and if you can't make it this Sunday, the podcast will be playing here on Monday. But in the meantime, here today, we're in between programs. This week, we've been looking at the 144,000 redeemed. And the thing that stuck out to me the most was that how God commended them, that there was no guile was found in their mouth. And that's what we've looked at. We're in between programs here today. You know, I got a book in the mail at church the other day. Opened up the package and I looked and it said, The Myth of Eternal Salvation and How You Can Lose Your Salvation. And then there was a little note attached to there. Pastor, read my book and then change your theology. Yours truly, thus and so, whatever his name was. I could tell it was a mass produced. Well, I don't even care if he just sent it to me. But I could tell that he sent it to a lot of people. This man was going to straighten all the pastors of Brevard County out with his book, that indeed you can lose your salvation and correct your theology because I say so and get in line. So I want to address that question here in 14 minutes and 30 seconds. Can you lose your salvation or not? And I want to be fair and show you what people say. Why do people believe that? Why do people believe you can lose your salvation? Well, really, because of how a couple scriptures read. The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul says, Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you, notice the word you, by which you are saved, if you hold fast the word that I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. Notice how all that falls on you. You. I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, in which you receive and in which you stand, by which you are saved if you hold fast. That word that I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. Notice how the onus of all that falls on you. You have to hold fast. You have to hold that rope. You have to hold on for dear life. That all falls on you. Just want you to see that. The other place, now that was 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Another place to go to is Colossians chapter 1. We read verse 21. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, have been made a minister. So Colossians 1:23, and the last one I want to show you is out of the book of Revelation chapter 3, where Jesus says, you have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So there you have it. There you have some verses that seem to imply that you could lose your salvation. And notice the burden is all on you, friends. You have to do this. You have to not ever let go of that rope as long as you live. The burden's on you. And one other place I want to show you now. In the book of Romans chapter 8 and picking it up in verse 28. Now we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, notice the change in personal pronouns. We're going to go from you, that's all of you out there, who have just been threatened by the Apostle Paul. Don't ever let go. Don't ever fall. Don't ever stumble. The burden appears to be on you. See, what they are is threats. Don't stop. You better continue in the... Now, look, I want you to see what's really going on here. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his purpose. Now, notice the change in pronouns from you to he. For all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he predestined, or he also predestined, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, moreover, meaning, I ain't done yet, friends, have a seat. I'm not done yet with all that God's done for you. Moreover, whom he's predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he justified. Whom he justified, these also he glorified. Now, notice this, friend. The word you is nowhere in that text. If salvation is up to you, you better believe you can lose it. What time is it? It's 7:09 and 40 seconds. Let's see if you can hold on to it till lunchtime. Friends, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of you. You can't keep it. Friend, you didn't save yourself. God saved you. God did the work. You cannot lose something you didn't earn. Look at this string of verbs here in verse 28. All things work together for good. Thank God for that. That is to those that love God, to those that are the called, the special group of people, the called, that's you if you've received Jesus Christ, for whom he foreknew. That's the word prognosko, where our English word prognosis comes from. Doctor, what's your prognosis? Weatherman, what's your prognosis? Oh, 90 degrees, partly cloudy, chance of rain. What else does he know? God's prognosis is, I knew you before I made any of this. Same as he said to Jeremiah. He said, how does it go again to Jeremiah? He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. The word prognosko. Gnosko means knowledge. Pro is before. Prognosko. And then the second word is predestined. The word pro horizo. Horizo is where our word horizon comes from. That word means to be marked out in advance. God's called you in advance. God's marked you out in advance. The third word is he's justified. That's the legal word out of the courtroom. God's got the gavel in his hand, the white wig, the black robe, slams down that gavel, looks at you and says, not guilty. In advance. You can't lose that because that's been done over you before you were born. God called you. God's knew you in advance. God's marked you out in advance. God has already justified you in advance. And what is next up in this list of things here? And that is he's glorified you. I don't know how. I don't see that. Maybe he's this one's just on the come. I guarantee you this because I am with you. Salvation is of the Lord. You can't lose. Friends, you, Pastor Paul tells you today, to the best of my ability, you cannot lose your salvation because you didn't save yourself. God saved you. Way back we read it in the book of Jonah. You can read Moses saying it, and that is this. Salvation is of the Lord. God saved you. And it's based on his eternal foreknowledge that God chose you before the foundation of the world. He knew you in advance, the same as Jeremiah. He knew you in advance. He's called you in advance. He's justified you in advance. And the word you is nowhere in that text because salvation is of the Lord. We'll be back again soon with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.